This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the trees, down the Seven Bridges Road.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's been a very busy show today, but it's a very busy day today. The Missouri primary, it all comes down to right now, this moment. Have you gone and voted yet? It's Missouri primary day. Go have your voice be heard. Let's get to a guy who's been talking about this at length for quite some time. Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 right here. Mark, thanks for coming on and talking to us today. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you, Annie. How are you?
I'm good. Now, as you know, we're all Illinois people in this room right now. Brad, Ryan, and I are watching the results, and we have lobbied for us to get whoever doesn't win your races, just come over to Illinois and take over. We're fine with it. Are you?
You can have some of them, but I know you'd be happy with that. You've already told me that.
I'd take it. I told you. I'd vote for Adam Kinzinger for governor for Illinois. That's how bad it is.
Wow. Oh, Mark, we've all said we'll take your losers.
Yeah, you got to see our losers.
Yeah.
Mark, what do you think about today? What are you expecting to have come out of these results tonight?
Well, you know, one thing I'll be happy about is that at some point this evening, all of these stupid political ads will stop running. I remember political ads being nasty. It seems worse this year for
like
some reason. I don't know why.
Is it because you're as mad at the, are there people in these big races that you detest on the Republican side?
There are a couple of people that I really, really don't like, but I still, you can just tell the truth about their record without claiming that they're responsible for genocide or something. I mean, some of the claims are outrageous against some of these people that I know personally, and I know that what's being said is not true. And, you know, I've tried to let them come on my show and tell their side of the story because, I mean, the ads are running on 97.1. They're running on other radio stations. They're running on TV. And, you know, at some point it's a circular firing squad because the party's got to come together and support whoever wins in the next round for November.
There are other radio stations? Just kidding. that's something we haven't talked about really on our show today. I don't know how much you talked about it this morning. I'm incredibly interested in the results that come out of the Republican primary. I am super interested to see if Wesley Bell beats Cori Bush.
I feel like that's going to happen.
You do?
I do. I really do. I saw one poll, and it was probably a month ago, that showed him with a fairly significant lead. I have a hard time believing that gap would have closed enough just based on the horrible ads that were run against him claiming somehow he's a MAGA person. I mean, anybody who knows Wesley Bell knows that he'll be considerably better than Cori Bush. He'll be probably a little bit worse than Bill Clay was in that same congressional seat.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart guy. He's a bit of a chameleon. He ran as a defund the police guy, and then before long, he was going to police fundraisers. I mean, he used to go, or maybe still goes, to the Big Dog Poker Tournament, which supports the Eureka Police Officers Association. Every year, he goes down there, contributes money, buys raffle items. I mean, he's done a really good job endearing himself to the same people that he claimed politically that he was going to go in and work against for criminal justice reform at some point. So he's that kind of I use the word dangerous here, not physically dangerous, but he's a dangerous politician from that standpoint. I mean, he'll be much more effective.
Sounds
than
like what you're
Cori
saying
Bush
is he's a good
position.
Politician.
Well, he's a politician, right? Yeah. I mean, he's pretty slick, in my opinion. Yeah.
Mark, I don't remember following a primary season where there were A, so many different big primary races, but B, that there are not really anybody that I would consider to be like the clear front runner in so many of them. Do you find big front runners in let's say AG or in the Missouri governor's race, or is this kind of a, hey, we're going to have to tune in and see?
No, I think you're right, Ryan. You know, I remember the governor's race in 2016 in the primary was a crowded field. I think there were four candidates, and, you know, Eric Greitens got enough, got what, 25, 26% of the vote, which was more than enough to win in a crowded primary. So now you've got the big three, and everybody expected Mike Kehoe to have the most money. Everybody expected Jay Ashcroft to have the most name recognition, and everybody perceived Bill Igel to be the long shot. And, you know, in a lot of the polls, it was neck and neck between Kehoe and Ashcroft with Igel within striking distance. So, you know, momentum at the end is going to matter, I think. I haven't seen a poll with Igel leading. But, you know, you didn't see that with Greitens either. And it was really that grassroots vote that carried him to a victory in that election. So I'm going to be watching this closely tonight. I think the governor's race is going to be the most interesting of all to see if Kehoe's money was able to overcome all that.
Mark, what do you think about turnout? It's going to be pretty normal, below average, above average. And then based on what you think, what does that mean for the race?
Yeah, my wife had to stand in line for about 20 minutes to vote. Now, she did that closer to noon. When I went to vote around 10:30 this morning, I didn't have to wait very long to vote there in Chesterfield. But, you know, I sense that there's a pretty high turnout. I've seen some chatter on social media that the turnout seems to be high. That's good news. It's probably good news for the conservatives, the true conservatives in the race, in my opinion, because I think when you see that kind of turnout, that means they've managed to get people's attention. And unlike the April primary where we had, what, 15% turnout? I mean, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And if let's say we doubled that, 70% of the people aren't voting. What are you doing with your lives? That's what I'd like to know.
Everything else. Pretty
guess.
Much. Mark Cox is with us right now for the Mark Cox Morning Show, getting his thoughts on the Missouri primary. I think Mark Reardon's going to join us here in a little bit, so you'll stay tuned for that. He's going to set up the rest of the day for us. Mark, what time did the Tim Walz VP announcement come down? Did that hit before you were off the air?
Yeah, it was 7:45 maybe this morning. I think it was before 8 o'clock, if I remember correctly.
I was in my room by myself with my dog, and I saw the news alert come through Fox News. I was reading, so I hit it right away, and I vocalized. I was like, "What? That shocked me." How did you feel about it?
I had a similar reaction. I thought that, you know, the Shapiro choice would have been a better one for her. When this first happened, I suspected her gut instinct would be to pick somebody like Cory Booker or Elizabeth Warren. I'm sure the party warned her away from that, but I'm not sure politically the Tim Walz choice is any better. He's a hard left progressive. She doesn't need to win Minnesota. So there's so many, and of course Trump doesn't need to win Ohio, and he picked J.D. Vance, but you would have thought she would really try to pick somebody a little more moderate so they could go on the campaign trail and kind of counterbalance each other. And she did not accomplish that at all.
I am on our live stream right now sharing the Truth Social post from Donald J. Trump this morning when he heard that was going to be the case. It looks like it was posted at 9:52, and it just is all caps, "Thank you!" exclamation point. That's all he had to say about the Walz pick, apparently.
I saw that.
What do you think about how this, now we have the map here, we know who's going to be on which ticket. You feel better about Trump's chances now?
Well, I mean, I've never thought that he was going to run away with it. When you see these national polls that show her with a lead now, I mean, the big blue cities might provide her with a victory in total votes, but I still don't see her making up the ground she needs to make in these swing states. And everything out of that campaign's been so controlled so far that's got to break at some point. They've got to put her in front of cameras where journalists can ask questions and we can see the real Kamala, which we've seen in the past with the word salad. So now I think Trump has still got a better than even chance of winning this race. Mm-hmm. I think maybe you and I talked about this. I know I've talked about it with Brad and Ryan in the office before. They just have to go after her policies and her past statements and not attack her personally, because that I know enough people who are middle of the road or maybe a little left of center who don't like her very much, but they also don't like Trump. And if he starts riding her too bad, I'm afraid that some of them either just won't vote or they might vote for her as a protest.
And, you know, Mark, all of those things, they go without saying. You don't have to belabor the point for people to know that there are certain particular parts. I mean, Donald Trump has things about him that annoy me on a regular basis, yeah. But his policies are the right policies for my family and for my children. And I'm not so emotionally sensitive that, like, oh, I got my feelings hurt. And because I'm a suburban woman, I just vote on my emotions. I'm smarter than that. And we just don't need to paint the picture for people that Kamala Harris, every time she takes a microphone or a camera, which is only when it's scripted, we don't have to say those things. She says them very loudly and clearly for herself.
And we've got the tape, right? There's an interesting bite out there this morning. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, from Kayleigh McEnany, where she talks about Tim Walz. And, I don't know much about the guy, except I remember him briefly during the BLM protests up in Minneapolis. And she said he's a bit of a chameleon, her words. I think that's the word she used. And he defeated a Republican to take the House seat that he held for 6 years. And that he's very good at playing the moderate. You just have to go back and look at his policies. So, yeah. Nobody should look at it as a cakewalk. But I think that I just don't see the strength of that pick for her at all.
I don't either. I'm happy about it. Mark, yeah. Where are you going to be tonight? What are you going to be doing to take in the news, the results of the Missouri primary?
Well, I committed to something a while back, and now I realize I'm going to be up till probably 10:30 or 11 tonight.
Oh, tomorrow is going to be a hot show in the morning. Tune in for that one.
I'm going to be on with Mark Reardon a few times during the broadcast this evening. But I had agreed to be on a panel at Channel 4 News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And that, I didn't think it was happening, and then it came together again. So that's happening tonight. I'll be on there with Jay Nixon and Antonio French and Gene Evans at various points throughout the night when they cut in with updates on the election. And I think I'll be on their streaming site, too. So,
all right. Well, you will represent 97.1 very well wherever you go, as you always do, Mark.
Thank you, Annie.
Of course.
I appreciate that.
All right. I'm hoping for a good one for Missouri tonight. Thanks for being with us, and we will be sure to tune in tomorrow morning.
Say a prayer and we'll send you all the leftovers over to Illinois.
And we'll take them. Absolutely. Whatever you got left over.
Yeah. I'll eat like 3 week old casserole. We're in Illinois, Mark.
The bar is so low. All right, Mark.
See you guys.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time today. People think we're joking, but we are not.
No, we're not.
No.
We'll take whoever loses, like even almost by a landslide.
I'm going to quote Jay Ashcroft in the Missouri governor's debate. Everybody but the KKK guy.
That's exactly why I said almost everybody.
Yeah.
There are a couple people that you go, eh.
Well, there's going to be a nondescript KKK guy roaming around.
Yeah.
You can keep him.
Yeah.
We'll take the rest.
Anybody who's a hard racist on either side of the aisle, we're just going to pass.
Don't need them.
But otherwise, we'll take your conservative principles no matter who you are.
I might actually even take Democrat leftovers from Missouri.
Moderate? Like a moderate Democrat?
I have to look into them, but have you seen ours? It's bad.
Yeah.
Do you think J.B. Pritzker was ever actually being considered for VP? I do not.
No, I don't either. I think that he loves the idea that he was.
Well, I don't think he... No, I think these people say, you're going to tell people that I'm being considered for VP. I'll write you a check.
Oh, politics.
Nothing is accidental.
Yeah.
It's all taken care of, especially in the Democrats. They don't even actually elect their nominees. They just pick them.
They haven't for quite some while.
Let's take a quick break. Mark Reardon's going to be in studio. Is that right? Is Mark Reardon coming in? Mark Reardon's going to lay out what he thinks is going to happen tonight, and we'll get some of the reactions from y'all on the YouTube live chat. A lot of people commenting, too, about that Cori Bush-Wesley Bell race, wanting to see what happens there. That is the national news out of tonight, if Cori Bush makes it or doesn't.
That's very true.
Everything top to bottom.
Yeah.
Republican, it's a red state. The Republican winner will likely win the statewide office unless something crazy happens. The Cori Bush thing, though, that's what the country's going to be paying attention to. Mark Reardon, in here, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.